You're listening to Bula Network, the Grow Great Podcast, episode 4063. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. This is Grow Great, the podcast. Grow Great is brought to you by Bula Network, leveraging connection and collaboration through peer advisory groups, helping small business owners improve and grow. Today, we're going to start part one of a series. I don't know how far this will go, but we'll see. What are you chasing in your small business? We will do it next. Today's episode, the series was begun by a series of questions that I was asked about small businesses and some of the challenges facing small business. In fact, I'm doing a research project right now, and if you are a small business owner anywhere in the United States, sorry for those of you in Canada and abroad, I would be interested in what you have to say too, but I'm specifically interested in those people in the United States and the business problems that you have. I'm having phone conversations about it. I do this every now and again. I get very curious about what's happening out there. So it's just one way for me to find out. And today's episode was sparked in large part by some of those conversations about what are you finding? What are you finding people struggle with in the small business world? And I'm going to begin today with something that probably is not going to be quite what you would think that I would start with when we're talking about what are you chasing in your small business. And I guess let me give you some context and illustrate it this way. Anybody who is a small business owner is an operator. And as operators, we chase certain things. I know many, many, many of you are chasing cash. Yeah, you have a cash flow crunch. It might not come up and bite you on the rear end all the time, but it might happen when payroll rolls around. It might happen at other times, chasing cash. Anybody who's ever been in small business at some point or another has or is experiencing this chase. As small business owners, we chase customers. We're always, come on, it's what I call the trifecta of business building. It's getting new customers, serving existing customers better, and not going crazy in the process. Well, getting new customers is sometimes a challenge, and sometimes business is not what we would hope it to be, and so we get busy and we start chasing customers. I'm not talking about chasing away. I'm using chase in the sense of pursue. Right? We pursue cash. We pursue customers. There are other times that businesses are in the merchandise business. And if you are in the merchandise business, and I know that business well because my roots are in retail, sometimes you chase inventory. You need stuff to sell and you're chasing inventory. Maybe you're chasing inventory because you need something that garners higher profit margin than what you've got in a certain category. Maybe you need something new to sell. So part of what you chase might be merchandise. So that's the context. I think that gives you a flavor of it. But today, I'm not going to single any of those things. We'll talk about some of those things later in the added parts to this. But in part one, I'm going to start with something that you may not think about, but yet I suspect you think about it a lot. It may not be top of mind, but it's there, and that is confidence. What are you chasing in your small business? Is it confidence? And I'm going to tell you that if you're not chasing confidence, you should. You absolutely, positively should. Very few things trump confidence. Now, let me add this bit of context. I'm not talking about pretense. There's a big difference in pretense and confidence. Pretense is the whole fake it till you make it. Pretense is the whole I'm going to go rent a Lamborghini and a Ferrari for 30 minutes and do a video shoot and hope that people will think that I'm this kind of a high roller. Okay, that's pretense. You're being pretentious. you're being a fake and a phony. That's not confidence. You can have an idea that you designed on the back of a napkin, and it isn't reality yet, but boy, do you believe in it. And you can now launch forth with confidence about that idea, even though it's not reality. Is that pretending? Is that pretense? Is that hypocrisy? No. No. It's confidence. It's confidence in your idea. Every small business person, everybody who's ever launched a business, has got to have this, and you've got to have this in spades if you're going to make it. Because if you don't believe in your idea before your idea becomes reality, then who else is going to believe in it? No one. The answer is no one. You're going to influence no one. You're going to persuade no one. You're going to sell no one unless you believe it first. You have got to so own it, lock, stock, and smoke and barrel, that you exude the confidence that you have in this thing, your business. There's no hypocrisy in that. There's no fake it till you make it. Should your language and your demeanor and your actions, should they reek of that confidence? Yes. Yes, they should. Am I saying be obnoxious? No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying be who you have to be. Some people are very brash. They're out there, right? Even over the top. Others of us, much more reserved. I'm not telling you to be somebody other than who you really are, but I'm telling you to, whoever you are, be confident. Be confident in yourself. Be confident in your idea. There's the inward and there's the outward. The inward is you really have to believe it. If you don't really believe it, then I'm going to tell you, then jettison, get off the horse that you're on, jump off as quickly and as safely as you can, and find another horse. Get on a horse that you can believe in. Life's too short. And if you don't believe in the horse you're riding, confidence, a lack of confidence, is going to suppress you. It's going to keep you down. You're never going to reach the height that you want to reach by riding a horse that you don't believe in. So find one that you believe in. That's inner. Outer is, okay, now that you believe it, let that show. Let it shine. Again, I'm not talking about bravado. I'm not talking about hubris. I'm not talking about being pompous. I'm talking about strong, solid belief. Now, I'm a big believer in staying in your lane. Don't try to fool people. A lot of people are trying to fool people. Can you? Yes. Yes. Come on. All you have to do is spend 5 minutes online and you understand that there's an enormous population of people who can be fooled. Okay. We don't need any more of that. We got enough of that going on. Don't contribute to that. I would urge you, don't contribute to buying into foolishness. And don't try to perpetrate it on other people either. So what we need is we need the genuine, real, authentic thing. And stay in your lane. Be confident about the thing that you really believe in. Hopefully, you have enough self-awareness that that thing that you believe in also is congruent with where your skills are, where your natural aptitude is. I might be very passionate and I might believe that I'm a great singer. But the fact may be, I can't carry a tune. So you have to have some self-awareness. Your thing, and we're talking in business here, must be congruent with your knowledge, your skill set, your experience, your know-how, your ability, your talent, your personality. It's all of that rolled up into one. You got to be who you are. Own it. Just own it. Now, here's the great thing about the exterior or the manifestation of inner confidence in the way that you behave. It's not going to be attractive to everybody. You've got to be so confident that you're good with that you don't care. Doesn't matter. Now, this is absolutely important when you're starting a business, but it's equally important, I think, for people who are trying to get to the next level. It's very common for people to pigeonhole themselves. It's very common for a person, for instance, who has earned X dollars a year, and pick a number. It doesn't matter what number it is. $60,000. A person who has, they've never earned anything more than $60,000. It's really difficult for that person to have confidence in that they believe that they can earn more than that. Right? I mean, but it's in their head. It's just because that's their frame of reference. Would it be wrong for them to be confident that they could make 80? Would that be hypocrisy? Would that be pretentious? No. No. First, they have to believe that they have value that's worth that, and that they can find something, that they can do something that will garner $80,000 a year, even though they've never done that before. When you started your business, assuming you started your business, you hadn't done it before. Well, how did you pull that off? You pulled it off because you believed you could. You took it from an idea to reality. And you took it from idea to reality because you so believed in it. And so must the individual person who knows that they have been able to earn 60, but they've never been able to earn 80. They've got to know in their gut. They've got to really believe in their gut. Number one, I'm worth 80. And I can get 80. Because if you don't believe it, it ain't going to happen. It's just, you're just going to sabotage yourself. That's not being pretentious. What is being pretentious is pretending and putting on the dog and making people believe and being deceptive so that people believe that you're making 80 and you're not making 80. And the world's filled with such imposters. It's funny to me. I find that people that get focused on the imposter syndrome, they're focused on it because they're imposters. It's not being an imposter when you have an idea on the back of a napkin and you think, this will work. This will absolutely work. And then you do everything you can to prove it. The great thing about small business, I find myself saying this almost every day to somebody. The great thing about small business is we can come up with ideas and innovation and creativity, and we can try it to see if it works or not. We can prove our ideas. I was reading something over at LinkedIn. I came dangerously close to commenting, and I caught myself and I thought better of it. And I thought, no, there's nothing I want to contribute to this particular person. This person was writing on behalf of some small business organization, and they were some really harsh generalizations about small business. One of which that, you know, to really grow your small business, you've got to embrace innovation and creativity. And it just reeked of an indictment that small business doesn't. And I just don't find that to be true. I absolutely don't find it to be true. What I do find to be true is that small business, we can be innovative and creative, and we can act on it. I mean, we can act on it like today. We can try something today, and by closing time tonight, we can, okay, well, that might work, you know. I thought it would work, and I believed it would work, and now I've kind of got a little bit of confirmation that it could work, and I still believe it. We're living in these live laboratories that we can try things. Come on, kids, it's our strength. Speed. Being highly maneuverable. Quick, 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 quick to prove whether something will work or not. And it all stems from confidence. I'll call it belief. We believe in our heart that what we're doing, it will work. It will work. It will serve customers. It will solve problems. It will, whatever it will do, we believe it. And now we need our actions. We need to manifest that belief in the way that we put it out to the world. The difficulty is sometimes business owners that go from 0 to 60 is what I call it. And all I mean by that, you know, cars, they kind of rate cars by their speed of start, stand still, stop to 60 miles an hour. Well, I mean it more in a vertical trajectory, to go from launch to orbit. I know business owners, and what they love is they love the ideas. They love the creative part, and they love to just try to launch something. But as soon as it gets launched, and once they see that it is successfully launched, they get bored. They lose interest. It's like the minute it gets to orbit where it can really, now it can go somewhere, they're on to the next thing. Well, if that's you, then that's great. Just embrace that, but full well know that you need an astronaut who can take the reins once you get up to 60 and go somewhere with it. And as long as you've got that awareness, good for you, bully for you. But part of the problem is sometimes in our small businesses, we reach these plateaus. And very often these plateaus are nothing more than in our head. Kind of like the guy that has never earned anything north of 60 grand feels like that's the cap, that's the ceiling. Well, that's only in his head. There is no such ceiling. He thinks there is. And he's right. And sometimes as business owners, we run our businesses and, okay, the business did $1.5 million, $2 million last year. It's going to do about the same this year with maybe a little bit of an improvement. And we think that's who we are. And we think that's what our business is. And it pick the number. The number could be 1 million. The number could be 100 million. But we all get in these comfort zones, these plateaus, and we get stuck there. And sometimes we're happy being stuck there. Man, don't let that be you. Have the confidence to realize that there are other places on this mountain that are higher. I've never been there. I mean, let's see if we can go, okay? Let's give it a go. Let's try. Let's believe that we can, and then let's behave in ways that are congruent with that belief. Boy, it's attractive, isn't it? You're attracted to be around people who exude a confidence in what they do. Not an arrogance, not a pompousness, but people who just, man, they've just got this resolve and they just, you're attracted to it, aren't you? I am. As opposed to the person, well, I don't know if this will work or not, but I had an idea. Oh, well, sign me up. I'm just all excited, right? No. You know, I sometimes think that I should carry around a cooler of Red Bull or some kind of an energy drink, because there are some people and that's kind of how they approach their business and their life. And sometimes I'm just like, you know, listen, here's a 6-pack. Drink about 4 of these. Give it about an hour and then call me back. Because right now you don't even have enough energy to have the conversation. I want you in your business, in your small business, I want you to be chasing confidence, not pretense, not something that you're not. I want you to be really congruent with who you are. I really want you to know yourself, but own it. Just own it. I'm super empathetic. I'm pretty passionate. I can get pretty emotional. Now people want to go, oh, you know, he's emotional. Like that's something bad. It's nothing bad. Everybody's got emotion. Some of us are just willing to show it and share it more than others. I'm willing to show it and share it, and I don't care. I don't make any apologies for it. If you want to operate like Spock on Star Trek, that's your business. And if that's who you are, okay, own that. I'm not telling you to be somebody other than who you are any more than I'm going to tell you I'm going to try to be somebody other than who I am. But whoever you are, whatever you are, go all in. Now, I'm a person, I'm never going to be a wallflower. It's not going to happen. But I'm not an attention hound either. I'm not the guy who's looking for the spotlight. I'm perfectly happy and comfortable to step into the spotlight occasionally, but I'm real super comfortable to step out of the spotlight. Now, what I want to do is I want to grow my confidence and I want to get better. I want to learn. I want to come to a heightened sense of self-awareness so that I better know when to step in, when to step out. What's wrong with that? That's called growth. It's called improvement. So let's take our confidence that we're chasing. Let's pursue our confidence. I mean, really pursue it. Make it a point today to own your ideas, believe in them, believe that what you're doing will work. And if you don't believe it, then ditch it and come up with something else. Find something else. You've got to ride a horse that you believe in. So that's your homework. Believe more in what you're doing. And if you can't, then find something that you can. And let your growth and let your expansion and your improvement, let it take off from there. Because deep down, you know I'm right. And deep down, you know that it will. Without confidence, you're not going to get to the next level. And the name of the podcast is what? Yeah, Grow Great. There's no way that you can grow great if you don't believe it. I can't believe it for you. Your customers can't believe it for you. I'm repeating this quite a lot lately too, and I'm going to leave you with this note because I think it's super important, especially for those of us in small business who are really trying to grow and get to the next level. You can't care more than your customers. If you're trying to sell your solution, sell your product, sell your service to people who don't care, good luck. It's not going to happen. You're wasting your time. And on the flip side, other people can't care and they can't possess a higher degree of confidence than you do. You have got to be the rock star who believes in what you're doing. And it will fuel everything. And there's part one. What are you chasing in your small business? The answer today is, I hope, confidence. The website is growgreat.com. Yes, that takes you over to my website, my company website, Bula Network. Bula Network is a peer advisory company serving small businesses. That's right. You heard it. It's a complete reboot, kids. Talk about confidence. I've got supreme confidence in this new undertaking. So much so, I've shoved every chip I have into the middle of the table, and I'm in the process, jettisoning everything else because I so believe in this. If you want to find out more, just go to the website, growgreat.com, and you'll find a tab over there that says Bula Network Owners Alliance. You can click on that. You can learn more. I'm glad that you were with us today, kids. Subscribe to the podcast and tell a friend. And in the future, look for part two. What are you chasing in your small business? Greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio.